School's out soon. Parents booking summer camps, choosing everything from church to coding to keep the kids busy in the summer. There's also a camp to teach your child how to be a YouTuber. Julie Jargon has written about the YouTube camps for her family and tech column at the Wall Street Journal. She joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Okay, so this isn't teaching your kids how to watch YouTube all summer.
Our kids are pretty good at that already. These are camps where kids can learn how to shoot professional videos, edit sound, and work on their own sort of personal brand to become YouTubers.
Wow, is this a good idea?
Well, you know, it brings up a bigger picture debate that a lot of households are having right now, which is whether to allow your child to post videos on YouTube. And there are parents who think it's a very bad idea, that there are too many potential predators online and potential for mean comments in the comments section of YouTube that kids aren't prepared to deal with. But there are other parents who feel like, hey, you know, this is a good creative outlet for their children to explore, you know, their different talents and provide them with the skills to speak well in front of an audience and have other skills like video production, and that YouTube is a medium for them to kind of showcase that. So people are a little bit divided on whether this is a good idea or not.
Okay, so maybe for a 15-year-old, it might not be a bad idea, but a 5-year-old, you say these camps are for kids as young as that?
There is one camp that will take 5-year-olds. It's designed for kids in the first grade through sixth grade. So while most are for slightly older children, there are certainly ones that that are for the younger kids as well.
So is this the modern day, you know, stage mom, stage dad?
Yes. Yes, I think it is.
what are you finding in poking around about this?
You know, I mean, the parents I spoke with all had actually very measured comments about why they want to send their kids to these camps and why they think it could help them. One mom I spoke to said that her son previously didn't show any particular passion for any one thing, but became very passionate about creating videos in which he would talk about video games that he plays and really wanted to have an outlet for that. So she looked into ways that she could help him and found that there was a camp that she could send him to where he could actually learn how to, you know, make good quality videos. You know, other parents have their reservations and want to make sure that if their child creates a YouTube channel that he does so in a way that is safe and that is, you know, overseen by the parents.
And certainly in the case where you have a kid who's kind of ambivalent about stuff, I can understand that. But were there any parents who want to do this so their kids will become millionaires?
I'm sure there are those parents. I didn't happen to speak with them for this column, but I'm sure that that is also a motivation for some parents who think that this might be a way to get rich quick. But there are so many videos competing for people's attention that I think it's really hard anymore to really break through and become a big YouTube star at this point.
Does YouTube endorse any of these?
No, none of these camps are actually affiliated with YouTube. These are, you know, camps put on by different professional learning centers and camp organizations.
How much does it cost?
Well, there's one camp that is $1,000, averages $1,000 for a week-long camp. Others are, you know, in the few hundred-dollar range.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for those videos. Thanks for talking to us, Julie. Julie Jargon writes about the YouTube camps for her family. Tech column at the Wall Street Journal.